It was a sea of silver and black outside a private air terminal in the back of the airport. About 200 fans stood under flashing skies following a torrential downpour less than an hour before. Across a barbed wire fence, a DJ played music to keep them entertained. Superfan Lindsay Garcia says that she drove from Lytle to welcome the team back home.
Unlike the heat, we stayed. With us, even though the AC's out, they still stayed. And here, it was raining, and we're still here. And if it pours, we're going to stand here, and we're going to support them all the way.
And like Garcia, another fan, Linda Lopez, says that she's been at the airport to welcome the team home all through the playoffs.
I will come in lightning, snowing, hot. I've not been in the hot sun before. When it was real hot, I was out there to bring them on. I love my Spurs.
The plane didn't arrive until close to 3 a.m., with fans ranging from small children to senior citizens greeting Tony, Manu, Timmy, and the rest of the crew. Being there for almost 3 hours, Cole Myers says that it's always worth the wait, especially when the goal is so close.
Guys, shoving the face to Miami, they thought they had us beat. They thought they had, you know, the big three. Come on, you can't buy championships. You got to have the real team. The Spurs are the best team in the NBA. It's been proven. Come on.
The Spurs lead the finals 3-1. Game 5 is Sunday night at 7 p.m. here at the AT&T Center. Joey Palacios, Texas Public Radio News.